All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, March 31st of 2025, and looking ahead here, we had some early MLB action today. Nice early four-game slate. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. That will be followed up by an eight-game main slate later this evening. There is a seven-game NBA slate happening. There is a four-game NHL slate happening, and then I believe we also have some tennis action this morning, 17 games on or matches on the tennis slate. So plenty of DFS action to check out all week long here. For those of you who are new, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. Why don't we get SaberSim pulled up here? Reminder, with all of the, you know, sports and slates going on that I just mentioned, I think there's, you know, what do we say? Tennis, NHL, NBA, MLB, pretty sure, like, there's esports and League of Legends and all that going on. We do have a five-day free trial. We reset everybody's trial at the beginning of MLB season, which was just, like, 3-4 days ago. So if you guys have checked us out previously, want to check us out again, five-day free trial is ready to go. Once again, you can sign up through the link in the description of this video and get rocking and rolling. So I just want to remind everybody of the trial reset. All right. So no questions to get us started today, but there are plenty of slates going on. So why don't we do some builds here? And we'll start off with a little slate demo. We will build lineups for the eight-game MLB slate tonight. So if I were playing MLB today, what I would be doing is one thing I like to do here, right, is go and check the weather. So weather report for today, you got to remember there was a split slate today, right? So I'm pretty sure that these three games here were all on the early window. So like, okay, Minnesota, Colorado and Philly, Boston, Baltimore, all these non-relevant, right? So we do got to kind of go down here and look at the bottom side. DRCC, real quick, says, is there any advice you have for MLB using SaberSim Pro that can help come close as possible to the ultimate plan? So why don't I just do this demo as if I'm on Pro, okay? So I will use SaberScore for this demo, and I will not do Ultimate Contest Sims. So I think that should help out. All right. So first thing, right, no major concerns here. Texas and Cincinnati, Pittsburgh and Tampa Bay. No, like, major good hitting spots. No major risk there. Cubs and the A's. Scattered showers around. Chance for a delay. Winds out to center 10 to 15 miles per hour. Okay, so what I would do here, right, just, like, kind of seeing the chance for the delay, what time does this game start, right? That's going to be an important factor, because when it's the A's, it's going to be later. When it's, you know, the Cubs, it's going to be central time, so that would be a little bit earlier. Let's say, like, you have, you know, you play some of their pitchers, and I don't know, like, let's say that worst case scenario, it gets worse, it gets, like, delayed, or it gets postponed. Well, you're not really going to have a good chance of, like, swapping those guys out, right? So what I kind of want to do is just come in here and, like, hey, you know, who's pitching? How much ownership do they have? How good of a play, like, are they probably on the slate? And just get a sense that way. I would probably just go to pitchers and then just kind of compare them this way. So Ben Brown is, like, kind of a good play here. Well, I'm not going to say, I'm saying good in the sense that, like, his ownership is, like, fair, 18%. You know, the field's not dumb. It's not going to, you know, just, like, jam, like, really bad pitchers. So him having, like, 18% ownership does tell me, like, okay, you know, he's getting some ownership here, and he might be somebody we want to consider leaving in our player pool. Hold on, sorry, my dog's barking. All right. Outside of that, Joey Estes here, right? A lot lower projected, lower salary, pretty low to like middling ownership. Give me one quick second here. Hold on. My dog's going crazy. All right. Sorry about that. Should we begin now? Okay. So where was I? So here, right? What I would probably do, right, with the chance for the delay, I would probably remove Joey Estes from the pool, and I'd probably leave Ben Brown, right? This is like simply just like risk. Like, I don't think it's probably worth it to have him in there if there's like chance for delay. Plus, you know, he's not like the best play overall anyways, just like ownership wise. So that's how I would handle it. Other people might X bolt. Other people might leave both. They're like, hey, you know, if the game plays, we're going to get an ownership discount because maybe people are fading it, right? There's a bunch of different ways to do it. Eight game slate. There's, you know, 15 other options here. I'm not super concerned about it, and I think it's okay. So that's how I'm personally handling it. All right. Outside of that, I'm going to put on this default rule. Don't use batters against opposing pitchers. And what else am I going to do? So we said pro plan. So 5,000 lineups. I'm going to leave default minimax. The only other thing I would do with pitchers is, so if you are on, I don't know if this is true or not. I think pro used to have detailed stats. Not 100% sure. Let's just assume you don't have detailed stats. So other than that, I think I'm just going to leave this alone. I might put in a filter here to just where there's like a big drop. This is typically like the last starter and then the relievers come in, right? So then I would just put like a little filter, show players with projection greater than, in this case, 5. Oops. Okay, only do this for pitchers, by the way, because you might rule out some batters you don't want to do. All right, cool. So now this is, now I basically only have pitchers that are expected to start in my lineups here or my player pool. That's really all I'm doing up front. I don't think I'm going to do too much more here. So then I would kick this off. All right. Now, let's say we are building lineups. We go to the contest tab. We pull in our entries file, and we are building lineups for... the 50 cent mini max. Okay, so this will be our contest. We're not going to use the contest sim, but this will be the contest we're optimizing for. So 150 lineups, low stakes, probably a contest a lot of people are playing. And we will let this finish building. Almost done. Okay, lineups are loading. So one question that comes up a lot, which I want to mention here, is people say like, hey, you know, what Saber score do I know what to use? Like, what's large slate versus small, right? So when you go into your Saber scores, it will default to a Saber score for you. So it either defaults to small slate 10 to 50K or it defaults to large slate 10 to 50K, okay? So the large slate versus small slate designation happens automatically. This is based on the number of games on the slate. If the slate has 2 to 5 games, it uses small. If it has 6 or more games, it uses large. And then if it is a single game, it will use the single game option. Okay. The builder does use single game for like tennis, NASCAR as well, MMA. So just so you guys know there. And so you never have to worry about picking the right small slate versus large slate. Okay, that's kind of the point I'm trying to make. The builder knows how to do that. What it doesn't know is what contest you are primarily optimizing for, right? So in this case, we said the Minimax. How many entries did the Minimax have? So I would just go to the contest tab. Minimax, 50 cent, 47.5, right? Okay, so that's fine. So I go back to my build. So we just so happen to be on the right size here. But let's say it was 51,000. Well, then I would just come in here and I would switch it to 50K plus, right? So just make you're kind of responsible for selecting the right one on the back end of the Saber score with the number of entries in the contest. So just keep that in mind, right? But if it's on large, then you just say, okay, I'm going to stick with large and then I'm going to change the entries. If it's on small, okay, I'm going to stick with small and I'm just going to change your entries. You're never going to have to go from small slate 10K to 50K to large slate 1K to 10K. There's like no situation where that happens. Maybe if like a game gets postponed or something, that's only the outlier scenario I can imagine that happening. But either way, right, we are on the correct sorting metric. Okay, so great. So really everything else is the same here. So the way I think about the contest sims are just a way of getting better sorting metrics. But all you're doing is you're getting to your correct sorting metric, the one you're going to use, whether that is Saber score, whether that is ROI for a contest. All the other steps are the same, right? We did a little bit of work up front with, you know, some filters and checking out some weather. We really didn't do much else. We put in like a rule, don't use batters against opposing pitchers. And then we get to the post build where we stick with Saber score. We skip the contest sim kicking off and putting the metric there. We're not going to have ROI, so we're just going to stick with average projection here. And then now everything else is going to be the same, right? So I'm going to come in and I could start wider and work smaller. I could work through these through the post build lineups a number of different ways. You know, for maybe first I start with my stacks, right? Okay, what kind of stacks are we getting? We're getting at least a 4 stack in every lineup. That looks good. No team stacked more than 35%. Seems pretty good here. 35, 30, 25, 20. Kind of drops pretty fast here. Oh, we're only looking at 20 lineups. So we did say the Minimax. So let's bump this up to 150. But again, same steps, right? Okay, stack exposures. What is this? 34, 66, 80% plus of our lineups are 5 stacks. 12, 16-ish percent, 15% are 4 stacks. And then there's about 2% of our lineups are 3 stacks. I'm okay with this, right? I think it's okay to let a couple of those 3 stacks or less sneak in there. They're getting in there for a reason. The builder thinks they're viable. And you can tell how often it thinks they're viable, right? Well, you know, 2% of the time, you could probably find some good 3 stacks. That seems fine with me. So I think our stacks are good. Back to team stacks. Now the percentages are even flatter. We went from like 35, 30. Now our top stack exposure is 26% and 25%. So this seems good, right? I'm not doing too much here. I'm just verifying though, right? Verify everything. There's like a saying, I think it's like, you know, trust nothing, verify everything, or like something like that, right? So I'm checking all of like the stacks, right? I'm not changing anything, but I'm just putting eyes on it right before I click submit. So putting eyes on team stacks, putting eyes on stack exposures, right? Putting eyes on I would look at batters and pitchers. I like to use these two, the all batters and the pitchers. So I go to all batters. Okay, no batter more than 24%. And that's Jose Ramirez, and he has decent ownership. So that's like 2x the field. All of my leverages are less than 15% here. So taking like a couple stands here, looks like a little bit of Cleveland, a little bit of like Detroit, a little bit of Houston, but seems okay, right, overall. So, okay, pitchers. So pitchers are interesting. We're taking one huge stand on Tyler Glasnow And then we're like pretty flat across the board. Otherwise, he has a lot of ownership, 47%. But it also looks like he's like the only pitcher over 9,000 salary too at like 10,000. So sometimes you'll see this, like there's just like one, you know, very like high salary pitcher like on a slate and just so happens to work out that way with games and rotations and things like that. So the builder is like, hey, you know, this guy stands out from all the rest. We, you know, he obviously has a lot of ownership. We think you should play him at an even higher rate and then be a lot flatter elsewhere. So we're taking one big stand on the slate, which is this one pitcher. We're taking a few stands on like Detroit, Cleveland, maybe like a little bit of Houston, but those are like a lot lower. Notice I haven't even changed my uniques yet, right? Like I'm looking at my risk first and then trying to say, hey, you know, do I feel the need to diversify, right? And here I think the builder's doing like a really good job of doing it without me doing anything, right? And, you know, if you can get to a well-diversified set of lineups without changing anything, that's good, right? Because then you're sticking with the highest-ranked lineups. You're not going further in the pool unless you have to, right? Like, the builder is saying these are the best lineups. You can play them, and you're happy with your risk, great, right? I'm pretty happy with the risk here. I wouldn't feel the need to adjust my uniques. You could, but you don't have to either, right? So people are like, hey, you know, how many uniques should I use? Is it okay to use one? Should I use two or three? You know, do I need to max it out and then use one less than the max? You know, none of those answers are wrong. It just depends what you want to do. And like me, I usually come in here. I'm like, hey, you know, I want to get some diversification. You know, I usually end up with like half of the players in my pool. Like I like jump to five, but like here, I looked at my risk first. My exposures are very, very flat, except for one big pitcher one, and even batters look okay. I'd probably leave it. So this is how I would build lineups for MLB today. And I think one other thing that you could probably do here, right, is thinking back to us checking the weather earlier, I would probably like specifically look at how much exposure I have to Ben Brown. And just make sure, you know, it's okay to like to have him, right? But I wouldn't want him to be the player that I'm like taking this massive stand on, right? Like if he had Glasnow's ownership, then, or Glasnow's exposure, then I'd be a little bit concerned, right? It's like, hey, I'm taking a huge stand on this guy. There is like some weather risk here. Maybe I want to take a little lower of a stand on him, right? But here, 20% of him, he's 18% owned. You know, if he does bad, I'm matching the field here. I'm really not getting any leverage. And I'm just, you know, playing it pretty close to the field here. So I actually like that approach. I think it's good. And if you had like 60%, like I'd probably consider lowering it to like 40% or something like that. If you did still want to take a stand on him. So those are my notes and those are my ideas and thoughts about how to build lineups for MLB for today. But let me know if you guys have any thoughts or opinions about that. In the meantime, check in Discord here. And we did this like with the Saber Score demo, right? But other than that, no questions in Discord or office hours. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.